Oh, man, I'm too full and I'm running late, almost to the second elevator, so I'll just... We're a little bit late. We're a little bit feeling a little bit whoa today. It's 19:15 UTC. That's right. You're getting a 0.5 50% show today. Sorry for showing up late. I'm glad I was able to show up. Part of the trouble of the show is whenever it was during the pandemic, it was nice because I could just stop and I would just switch it to computers. And boom, showtime. Excuse me. Now we are here in the office. So it doesn't always work out as much as I wish it would. You know, I thought that the lamps were different colors because of the cloud. But I'm walking up next to them, and they are different shades. Oh, you know what it is? It's the sun and the lamp. The lamp casts its own shadow. It's not a cloud. This makes much more sense. Anyway, we're almost to the far side of the garage, aka the shaded spot, where we can talk about news and I can see my phone again. If you're listening and you want to talk and hang out during the show, you can do that by jumping into com, SSH over to the cluster, sdf.org, or tty.sdf.org, and then launch com, com, press enter, then g for go to, and then type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word. You can also get into the XMPP action by going to a non-radio at conference.jabber.sdf.org. Whew, alright, I think I made it to my spot. I'm kind of funky because I got to work late, so I was working late, and then I rushed to get lunch before the cafeteria closed. And so I wolfed down a big bowl of soup and some pizza. Whew. And then I realized I was late for the show and I tried to hustle over here. And there's one thing, if you've ever lived in the heat, the two things that don't mix very well are hurrying and being outside. And extra doesn't mix is hurrying while your stomach is full. I'm just glad I didn't eat any dairy. Ooh, if I had been eating like some milk or yogurt or something, sorry Charlie, we would have had a retch break, but that's fine. I'm syncing up my bookmarks and launching com. Yeah, that's right, it takes almost 5 minutes to get to this shady spot and get all set up for the show, which is why I should get here. I have an alarm set to tell me to come out here, but it doesn't always work out that way. Alright, let's launch com. Boom, bloop, bloop, blink. You set up your com RC. Once you log in, you just type com and you don't have to do the G and type an on radio and all that. Boom. And then we're in the on radio room, hanging out with cool people like Quentin and Overland and X1, Claudio M's in the house, Tobe LCD. We're going to the Goth Bowling Alley in 10 minutes at 1930 UTC every goddamn day. Hey, is up tier two? Hello, hello. yeah, and the Dubious Goals Committee, always on time, always at 1930 UTC. You can set your watch to the Dubious Goals Committee, which is great. If you hear me talking, you're like, oh, okay, I should get my watch ready for synchronization. And then whenever you hear the beeps, when you hear the tones from the Tobester, then you know, all right, 1930, we're on the dot. You can also in comm press the plus sign or type equal sign to see what's going on. Yeah, no problem, Claudio M. Send him some stuff. All right, let's get into the news. We don't have a whole ton of time, so we'll just go through some of the stories, but there are some big news stories. Not like yesterday where we had cases of like 15 years of SA, though. That was troubling. Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't sort my bookmarks. That's how my day's been going. We'll just do stories I think are cool, because I can't sort them. NASA kind of screwed up. They accidentally pointed Voyager 2 antenna back towards Earth 2 degrees off. And that wouldn't be a problem, except it's like billions of miles away by now. Here's the story. NASA has picked up a heartbeat signal from its Voyager 2 probe after it lost contact with it billions of miles away from Earth. Last month, the spacecraft, exploring the universe since 1977, tilted its antenna to point 2 degrees away from Earth after a wrong command was sent. Man, interns and sending typos, right? As a result, the probe stopped receiving commands or sending data. But on Tuesday, NASA said a signal from Voyager 2 was picked up during a regular scan of the sky. Voyager 2 is more than 12.3 billion miles, or 19.9 billion kilometers, from Earth, where it's hurtling at an estimated 34,390 miles per hour, or 55,346 kilometers an hour, through interstellar space. That's right, the space between the stars. Since July 21st, the probe has been able to receive commands or send back data to NASA's Deep Space Network, an array of giant radio antennas across the world, and the spacecraft is not receiving commands from ground controllers. However, there is hope for the probe, with contact, albeit limited, now reestablished. Given that the spacecraft is almost 20 billion kilometers away, that signal will take around 18 hours to reach Earth. NASA said the news confirms Voyager 2 is still broadcasting and in good health. Earlier on Monday, the space agency said its huge dish in Australia's capital, Canberra, was trying to detect any stray signals from Voyager 2. The antenna has also been bombarding Voyager 2's area with the correct command in the hope of making contact with the probe, said NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. While fuller communication is not yet established, Voyager 2 is programmed to reset its orientation multiple times each year to keep its antenna pointing at Earth. The next reset is due on the 15th of October, which NASA says should enable communication to resume. So they found it. They sent the wrong command, and so it's pointed out, it's kind of pointed off kilter, 2 degrees off. And so now it's talking, it's sending out its, hey, I'm still here message. And we are broadcasting just a whole big spectrum of the correct command. A little to the left. I just kind of like to imagine, think of us like shouting on the rooftop, a little to the left. And hoping that this satellite, 20 billion kilometers away, can hear us. Anyway, I think that's pretty cool. Yeah, and it's a speed relative to Earth, I guess we should say. Quentin's saying we should send a maintenance mission to Voyager 1 and 2. I volunteer. Man, how cool would that be? Claudio M. points, and that's how the Earth gets invaded. Yeah, you know, we just start broadcasting out, hey, we're over here! I think we've been doing that for... Since we figured out we could broadcast radio waves, we've been kind of saying, over here! To talk about death for a second, this was a big chunk of death, the biggest chunk that I saw today. Police raids are targeting drug gangs in three Brazilian states and have left at least 43 people dead. In Rio de Janeiro, police said they returned fire in a shootout in the Complexo de Pinha area, killing at least 10. Earlier, 14 people died in clashes during a five-day police raid in Sao Paulo state, dubbed Operation Shield, just like the TV show. And in the north, eastern state of Bahia, officials said 19 suspects have been killed since Friday. 58 people were arrested during the operation in Sao Paulo state, which began after a special forces officer was killed on Thursday. Police seized 385 kilograms of narcotics as well as guns. The operation in Guararuja was criticized by Brazil's justice minister, who said the police reaction was not proportional to the crime committed. During an interview on Tuesday, Sao Paulo state governor said two police officers were among the 14 killed during clashes. So, yeah, 385 kilograms of, excuse me, 385 kilograms of narcotics, 50 lives. So I don't know, is that 70? No, 7 kilograms per life, I guess. I guess that's, I don't know, maybe we can do the math. We can figure out how many kilograms of narcotics per human life. And work it out. Anyway, there's all sorts of crap going on in the world, but yeah, that was the big death toll. We've confirmed that orcas are teaching their young a strange, dangerous game of targeting and ramming into small sailing and fishing boats is spreading through a population of orcas off of Spain's coast. That's right, they're teaching their kids a strange, dangerous game. Scientists say at least 20 Iberian orcas have now learned the behavior by copying their elders. It's believed that one or two orcas started interacting and damaging small sailing vessels in 2020. Scientists told the BBC the animals appear to be playing with the boats rather than acting aggressively. "It's only a game. It isn't revenge. It isn't climate change. It's just a game, and that's it," said Dr. Renaud de Stefanis, a scientist based in the south coast of Spain. He and his colleagues have now pinned satellite tracking tags to the fins of two of the fewer than 60 animals in the population. The Spanish government is using maps of their movements to help inform sailors about how to avoid the mammals, which hunt for tuna along the coast of Portugal and Spain and through the narrow Strait of Gibraltar. So, I find this to be very humorous, because it's like, hopefully the humans don't just show up and start shooting them or killing them, but you never know. People love to kill things, but it is kind of cute that they're just like, oh no, if you're a giant orca, if you're a giant whale, a sailboat looks like a toy, and you're going to play with it. Speaking to toys, Mattel is looking for the top Uno player in the world. That's right, Mattel is hunting for someone to help promote its new Uno game, and wildcard applicants are most definitely welcome. The company is asking enthusiasts of the card game to apply on TikTok for a chance at the part-time position of Chief Uno Player. The gig will be based in New York for 4 weeks starting in September. Responsibilities include playing the new game, Uno Quattro, for 4 hours a day, 4 days a week. Applicants must be U.S. residents and age 18 or over and can be selected for the job, which pays $4,444.44 a week. Four, I thought, was bad luck in Chinese, though. I don't know if that's a good thing. The company didn't respond when asked how many people had responded since the job offer was posted on Tuesday. So we'll see what happens. But I thought that was kind of funny and cute. Ooh. A guy in Kansas planted 1.2 million sunflowers, which I thought was very cool for his wife. And Nigeria's cut electricity to Niger after the coup. A Korean man... Oh, we've got 2 minutes, and I've got two stories for you. So these both come from the Straits Times. So one is some Korean guys died in the dumbest way I think I've heard in a long time. A man was found dead and another critically injured inside a car parked along the highway in South Korea, and what investigators suspect resulted from a deadly game meant to settle a simmering feud over money. Both men were discovered on Monday with severe wounds to the thigh. An autopsy showed one of the men died of excessive bleeding and sepsis resulting from injury inflicted by a rock.
And since we don't have time, I'll just tell you. Essentially, the two men met online, became friends. They got into a row over some money. So they got into a contract, and they tried to play a game where they just tried to stay awake. And whoever fell asleep first lost. And if somebody fell asleep, you could bang on their leg with a rock to wake them up. And they did that over and over until one of them died, which I thought was pretty crazy. The other one is a cute story. A man, a lawyer in Singapore, 20, 30 years ago, he helped a woman who got in trouble for stealing a pencil box from a store, a stationery store. And he helped her, and she said, "I was trying to get this for my son. He's the top of his class. And I told him if he was the top of the class, I would buy this for him, but I don't have any money." He went to the school, confirmed that he was this top student, brought the teacher to court, and at court, the judge...